Let us pray. May the words on our lips and the meditations in our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, Lord God, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Yes? What is it?
Please, I'm praying.
Our
Father, who art in heaven.
Hello, I'm here.
Could you wait till I'm done?
You called me.
Oh, I did?
Yes. You said, Our Father, who art in heaven.
Oh, I was just reciting the Lord's Prayer.
And I was answering.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Right. Okay. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom.
You really think so?
Think what?
That my name is hallowed?
Hallowed?
Yes. You know, holy. Do you respect my name?
Yeah, I guess I do.
How about yesterday on your way to the gym when you got behind that slow lady?
Oh, that. I didn't mean what I said then.
How would you like it if everybody went around shouting, Oh, Demery, every time they hit their thumb with a hammer or got held up in traffic?
Sorry.
I forgive you.
Look, this really is going to take forever if you keep interrupting.
Would that be so bad?
What?
Talking with me. Forever.
I don't know. I never thought about it.
Well, do. It might happen.
Oh.
Go ahead. Keep going.
All right. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Whoa! You sure you want all that?
All what?
My kingdom coming and my will being done.
Actually, I kind of like the on earth as it is in heaven part. We could use a little more heaven around here.
So what are you doing about it?
Me?
You want my will done. Who do you expect to do it?
Well, since it is your kingdom, you thought that...
You can't have a kingdom without subjects.
No, I guess not.
Hey, it's not that hard. All you really have to do is love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself.
Oh, brother.
Him too.
Look, can we just get on with this?
Sure. Don't let me stop you.
Right. I forgot where I was.
Give us this day.
Give us this day our daily bread.
You could use a little less bread, actually.
Oh, come on!
No, really. You know, half my people eat less meat in a year than you had for breakfast.
Picky.
You want me to do what's best for you, don't you?
All I asked for was a little bread.
And today, the bread I'm giving you is a half hour of Bible challenge study, a computer-free evening spent with your family, and a $20 deduction from your checking account for the World Hunger Charity of your choice.
All that just for me.
Just for you.
You really shouldn't have.
Hey, I like to give you good things.
Thanks a lot.
Come on to the rest of the prayer.
Hey, look, this is kind of dragging on. Why don't we just take a break here?
There's not that much more, Demery.
I'd really rather stop.
Demery.
Okay. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
What about Elise?
I knew you were going to say that.
Well?
Look, after all the things she's done to me, you expect me to just forget about it?
I don't know. How do you want your forgiveness? With or without forgetting?
Oh, come on. You know she is not the least bit sorry. And she treats me like this all the time. And I mean, just enough's enough.
Whatever you say.
What do you mean, whatever I say?
Well, it's up to you. Right now, I'll forgive you for everything as long as it's not a repeated offense and you apologize first.
What?
As you forgive, so you are forgiven. You said it.
Oh.
What do you think?
I don't know. I can try to forgive her, but what if I can't pull it off?
I'll tell you what. You do your best, and I'll do mine.
Okay.
And don't worry. My best is pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, just a little bit more.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Wait a minute. Isn't that a kind of a strange thing to pray? I mean, you're not going to lead me into evil, are you?
I don't know. You spend half your time asking me to.
What?
You love being tempted. You're always hoping I'll arrange things so you'll be helpless in the face of passions beyond your control.
Well, maybe once in a while I wouldn't mind a little innocent excitement, but...
Demery... If you can honestly ask me not to lead you into temptation, maybe that means you're halfway resolved to avoid it yourself.
All right. You got me again. It seems like every time I open my mouth, there's something else you want me to change.
Sometimes you expect a little more out of your immediate family. Come on. Time for the big finish.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
Demery. Demery, do you know what would really give me glory?
I'm afraid to ask.
Just keep talking with me. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I can manage that.
Amen?
Amen.
Credit goes to Tom Long and the acting group Friends of the Groom for that skit. Any priest or minister can go into a hospital room where a person can almost be in a comatose state, totally unresponsive, and you go through the whole rite of communion or anointing, and then you get to the Lord's Prayer and almost... like magic, they begin reciting it with their lips. There is no prayer that is more ingrained within us than the Lord's Prayer. And yet we say it so often that the words can come onto our lips with absolutely nothing going through our mind or our heart. We sometimes forget the radical nature of these words where Jesus teaches us and the disciples how to pray. One of the most appropriate introductions in our liturgy is before we say the Lord's Prayer, and the priest says, we are bold to say, because it is a bold statement that we make. There is a great meditation written by Douglas John Hall on the Lord's Prayer, and he brings out in a powerful way how bold this prayer is. I'd like to read a section from his reflection. The prayer moves quickly to the human condition with what must seem unseemly haste. How direct, how ungenteel, how almost rude it seems. Give us, forgive us, lead us, deliver us. Not only does the prayer rush from glorification to petition in a manner very different from the usual patterns of human behavior where favors are being sought, it shuns all indirect rhetoric to the point of pushiness. Pious convention has conditioned most of us to repeat this prayer so quietly and reverently that we fail to recognize how we are risking an aggressiveness incommensurate with bourgeois manners. There is no please, none of the softening, pious interjections that often mark spontaneous prayer. No, O dear Father, or O blessed Lord, or O sweet Jesus, and so on. It's just, give us, forgive us, lead us, deliver us. Does this not seem rather forward, even brazen? Yes. And it is the way that Jesus tells us to pray. It is that Jesus is wanting us to assume we have that tight a relationship with God as the ultimate perfect Father we could ever imagine, that he wants us to be able to be as honest as the dialogue, if not more, in the skit was. Jesus goes on after he does the Lord's Prayer in Luke's Gospel to tell that parable about the man who is coming and needs to take care of someone who's visiting. And the message is one of needed persistence, showing us that as much as it was a requirement to take care of the hospitality needs, how much more will God take care of us? But he won't give us necessarily what we want. He will give us what we need. This past week, we had an opportunity to spend a few days in New York, and we found out that you could get free tickets to go to the dress rehearsal for the monologue that the late night talk show host Jimmy Fallon gives every day. And so you line up and you get your tickets, and they like to rehearse the jokes before a studio audience to see which of those jokes have the best response, which ones the people like the most. And he takes notes, and then you can watch the monologue that night on live TV and see which ones he used. Demery stayed up. I was fast asleep by the time 12:37 rolled around. But we felt good because obviously there was some editing that took place based on our audience response. I thought, maybe we should do that with the sermons every week. A little dress rehearsal. See which things we say would get the best response from the people when they come back to the back of the church after the service, which things they like the most. And that would be what we would talk about every week. Seems like a pretty good deal. But as in prayer, as in preaching, in our relationship with God, it's not about giving what we want. It's about God giving what we need. If I think through my life, the things that I have wanted to pray for as things that I wanted, thank God I didn't get all those things, because I'd be drunk in a gutter somewhere right now if I had them all. God gives us what we need. There have been a lot of studies done on human needs, And one of those studies said that what people truly need is someone who will listen to them, someone who will believe in them, and someone who will be their advocate, someone on their side. We are assured today in this prayer that we have someone who truly wants to listen, someone who truly does believe in us. And in the last line of the gospel today, someone who promises to be our advocate, sending us the Holy Spirit to be on our side. Don't miss the significance of this prayer. In closing today, I have one other video presentation of the Lord's Prayer that in a very personal way takes these words and phrases and gives them renewed meaning. May they take meaning for us.
God, you are greater than anything this world has to offer, and I can't wait for you to come back and get us. But until that time comes, would you help me just to live my life day after day as if I'm just walking hand in hand with you? God, I have a lot of needs, and I have a lot of wants, and sometimes I get those things confused. Help me to just trust you to meet my needs and be thankful when you give me those other things that I just want. God, I have blown it so many times today, and I'm sorry. Thank you for your forgiveness. I don't take it for granted. And God, as I start this day out, I'm just reminded that this world is filled with so many spiritual potholes. Please help me to walk in such a way where I won't stumble so much. And as I'm going through this day, God, help me to live my life in such a way that would bring you glory and honor. May the life that I live be a life of worship to you. Amen.